After months of hard work and anxiety, it's finally ready. A Formula One style car with a difference, because it's 100% made in Gaza.
All of parts were from local market. For example, tires should be brought from abroad, from Italy, but we couldn't bring it, and the engine is second hand. We bought it, not a new engine. And all the parts are from here, from Gaza.
This is the very first time the vehicle's been tested. The blockades created a lack of materials, and engineering students here had to spend their first year doing theory. When they complained, they were given a challenge: make a racing car just from recycled parts.
I can't describe my feelings. To produce a car and then to drive it, I feel like I achieved something, and my hard work was worth it.
For the Gazan students, this is just the first step. In a month's time, they hope that they'll be at the famous Silverstone racing track in Britain, taking on teams from around the world.
But the blockade means nothing's taken for granted, and the students can't be sure whether they and their car will be allowed out of Gaza and then onto Europe.
We have minds capable of producing anything. We can compete in any field. But I ask the world to give us a chance to live, to pursue our activities.
Every year, companies like Porsche use the International Formula Student Competition to recruit young engineers. The Gazan students will probably have to return to jobs in garages, earning at most a few hundred dollars a month. But they're proud just to have got this far. Nadine Barber, Khan Yunus in the Gaza Strip.